The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been taking steps to be more inclusive of women. For example, last month, church officials announced women could be witnesses during baptisms, a role previously reserved for men. But in that same announcement, children over the age of 8 were also allowed this new privilege. This grouping of women and children together is not new, and as one Mormon woman tells KUER's Lee Hale, it feels more like a theme at this point.
Deborah Jensen is a professor of journalism and communications at Utah State University. She's also a Mormon, and she's an advocate for the inclusion of women at church. We began our conversation talking about why Jensen thinks that women and children are often grouped together when structural changes are announced.
Well, I think structurally it's hard for the church to differentiate between women and children, right? Men and boys have these offices that they hold and titles that entitle them to certain authority and power, right? And women do not have that. So women are also canonized as mothers and nurturers. And so when our leaders think about women, they just automatically include children with that, because that's been their experience of women, is that women are always raising children and nurturing them, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful thought, but it also fails to acknowledge that women are individuals with their own ideas and thoughts and talents and skills.
When the church adjusted the women's conference meeting, like during general conference, to be the same week in a general conference, they also allowed young girls to come as well.
Mm-hmm.
What are there other examples I'm missing of times where the women and children have kind of been grouped together like that?
The only other example that I can think of would be when we as a body sustain a new prophet. In the past, men were called by their priesthood office. Melchizedek priesthood elders stood and sustained, and then Aaronic priesthood holders stood and sustained, and then the body stood. And then they changed it to women stood, and then the body stood. But it's been a really slow movement to come away from that idea. And so in a way, it's not surprising to see these changes also include children, but that doesn't make it any less frustrating.
Is there a change? Is there a shift happening where adult women are starting to be respected more as decision makers, as people welcome at the table?
I do think there is a gradual shift. It's sort of like watching little pebbles pile up and eventually form a hill, which will eventually be a mountain. I do think there's a change. We do see women. I mean, it started at the very basic level of just hanging the pictures of the members of the General Relief Society presidency, right? And then including them in the amazing red velvet seats in the conference center. And now we just had this last conference where we really did have some movement there, where members of the Relief Society presidency are now working with the bishopric. I think that's very important, that we start to see women as leaders. I won't really be satisfied until we see women as capable of leading men and not just women and children. But I do see it happening.
What does your faith teach you about your role as a woman in the church? Not the organization, but your
faith. Oh, that's a really important distinction. Institutionally, it's difficult. But my faith has always felt that this was a church, this was a gospel that valued me as an individual for whatever I could accomplish and whatever I could contribute. When I came to this church, I was a 13-year-old brash feminist who had argued with a teacher that I wasn't going to repeat the preamble to the Declaration of Independence because it was sexist, right? Like, I was not someone who would easily fit into a space that wasn't feminist friendly. And I found this gospel to be incredibly feminist. I found it to be respectful of women, and I think our institution will eventually catch up with the promise of that gospel. Eventually.